though we have caution in terms of the outcomes of the panel, what we encourage is that they must exercise due diligence and they must exercise the highest levels of impartiality and operate as an independent body that is there to find some solutions to the problems that are affecting the media industry. Because of the nature of each establishment, there's the highest temptation to lean towards the requirements of the Minister of Information. But as Mr. Zimbabwe encouraged the new committee that it must lean towards the highest standards of independence so that the outcome of its inquiry are welcome.
And what do you recommend they include in their program?
Definitely, there is a high level of consensus amongst the people of Zimbabwe that the current media law and regulatory regime is restrictive and undemocratic to a large extent, and that by and large it violates the dictates of the new constitution. And the people who are in the provincial centers, some of them might come from different sectors. They might not be able to articulate specifically the areas which they feel is an infringement on their right to enjoy Section 61 and Section 62 of the Constitution. But the onus is upon the panel members to understand the motivation behind the submission.